This is an All Ears English podcast. Are you open to signs and challenges in 2023?
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
Find out what Jessica and Aubrey like about their zodiac signs and learn how to connect with yourself to make 2023 your best year yet.
Aubrey, what is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Gemini, and it's so accurate for me. It's like social butterfly and witty, like everything positive.
Totally.
Geminis are so lucky because their zodiac is very positive. It's all good
but
things.
Isn't Gemini also like the twins? Like you can really have like two sort of personalities sometimes.
Yes, that's true. Isn't it funny how with the zodiac, we sort of cast aside what we don't love and
yeah.
We focus on all of the positives that we do love? Yeah. There's all that double faceted nature. And I'm probably that too.
So, I mean, like, I'm not an astrology nut. Like, I don't 100% think that this is all, you know, scientific fact or anything. But the thing I love about the zodiac and about tarot cards, about all this stuff is, it's not like I believe in magic or anything. It's just all of these are tools for knowing ourselves, for being more self-aware, for just thinking about who we are, what we're good at, what we could do better at. It's just about being self-aware. The reason why we're talking about this, guys, is because this is part of our 5-day New Year's challenge, a brand new me in 2023. We're going to talk about this specific challenge, which I think happens on day 2. But guys, definitely sign up allearsenglish.com/new2023. That's NEW2023. What happens in this 5-day challenge, Aubrey? What is it?
Yes, you guys are going to learn something new in English every day so you can see improvement every day. It's the best way to jumpstart the year, to dig in, get serious so that you can be motivated to work on your English every day.
It's just so fun. I mean, every day we email you and we're like, your next challenge is open, and every day is completely different. I've included all 4 skills of English in this 5-day challenge, and it's all about finding positive motivation, developing a healthier you, just getting ready for the best year possible. So, okay, each lesson will teach you vocab, has a lesson video, it has a sample answer, it has step-by-step of how to do that day's activity, and then you get to share about it in the All Ears English Facebook group and connect with a bunch of other people.
Yes, you guys need to get in before January 7th. And if you do, we're going to give you a special discount. Mm-hmm. You're going to save 23% because it's 2023. So don't miss out before January 7th at 5 p.m. Eastern. Go to allearsenglish.com/new2023 to sign up for our exciting 5-day challenge.
It's so fun, guys. It's so fun. So, okay. Aubrey and I are going to share some vocab and some reactions about our own star signs. So, Aubrey, you already talked about being a Gemini. Is there not a good aspect of being a Gemini that applies to you or doesn't apply to you?
I think I'm going to talk positive first.
Okay.
And I love the compliment of calling someone witty. And that's right in there. Like,
such
Geminis
a great adjective.
Witty. It's such a good adjective. And it's such, for me at least, there's like no higher compliment than be like, oh,
totally.
You're witty. It, like, if you have good wit, it means not only are you intelligent, but you're quick on your feet, right? Mm-hmm. When you're at a party, you might have something funny or clever to say. You don't have to sit and think about it for a while and then respond. Like, you're pretty quick with your response or a joke or something funny or clever or even a compliment. A witty person can give you a pretty quick, accurate compliment, right? And
sure.
I love that. And so that, I think I'm going to recommend to you guys, think about which of your friends are witty and tell them they are, because they're going to love to hear it. I think witty people also love to hear that about themselves.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well,
right?
every person loves to hear good things about themselves.
That is true.
You know, I love that idea of telling somebody that you think they're witty. Yeah. So witty is just like cleverly funny and quick, like Aubrey said. So you'll see this in the challenge, guys, how I react to the description of being a Capricorn, because that's part of the sample answer that you'll get in there is that video. But one thing from there that I'll share today is the description of Capricorns said that I'm condescending. So let's talk about that as a vocab word. I don't think I'm condescending. What does that mean, condescending?
I'm going to say I don't think you are either.
Thank you.
I'm not going to recommend you guys say this to anyone. If you do think someone is condescending, not something to say to them.
This is just more like describing other people someone.
Exactly. So this means that you think less of people, right? You think you are better than someone else if you are condescending. It means you say things that make it clear to others that you think that you're better than them. A horrible thing.
That's so horrible. I like, this is so the opposite of what I am. But here, like, so even if I don't agree with that, it gets me thinking about how I react to people and how I talk to people, because reflecting on that, I realize, like, if anything, I'm almost the opposite of that in conversation sometimes. Like, I really want to build other people up. I feel the worst if I think I made somebody feel bad. That makes me so sad to my core if I think I hurt somebody's feelings. So just sort of thinking through that and being like, oh, okay, like, is that a good thing, a bad thing? Whatever, I'm reflecting on myself.
Yes, I think it's so good to have that reflection. And it also is such good material for conversations, right? I have definitely at parties chatted about, like, your zodiac sign. Do you think it fits you or
totally.
Not? Right? I can imagine you coming up to me at a party and being like, my zodiac said I'm condescending. What do you think? Do you think I come across as condescending? What a fun conversation. I want to have that conversation with people.
Totally. So guys, All Ears English, of course, is about connection, not perfection. And this challenge is designed to connect you to yourself, because I think being self-aware, connecting to ourselves, this is the perfect time of year for that. We spend more time at home because it's cold, and that prepares you to make better connections with other people throughout the rest of the year. So guys, definitely check out this 5-day New Year's challenge. Get in before Saturday. Get in before January 7th for the lowest possible price. Go to allearsenglish.com/new2023.
Yes, I'm excited for you guys. It is the time to set goals and get excited, get motivated. So go check it out right now, and we will see you in there.
So good. All right, Aubrey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.